Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Shares in Netflix fell today after Disney announced yesterday that it's starting its own streaming services and pulling future movies off of Netflix. A Disney ESPN streaming service will start next year, and another service with movies and TV is slated for 2019. So what does this gamble mean for Disney, and will it succeed? Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Wall Street Journal called Disney the biggest cord cutter Hollywood has ever seen after this announcement. How big a deal is this?
Yeah, I think the biggest cord cutter is the consumer, right? Disney is just following the lead of what a lot of us are doing. I mean, it is a big deal, and Netflix stock took a hit because investors are worried that maybe this is the beginning, you know, that other companies are going to follow suit and content creators are going to increasingly look to keep their own shows and movies on their own platforms, which would make sense given the competition. But interestingly, Disney stock was down too. Now, part of it is the disappointing results and problems with ESPN, but there is an open question, I think, as to whether consumers want all these different streaming services. And I had an NYU professor, Scott Galloway, on my show today, who wrote a book, The Four, The Hidden DNA of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. And he put it in a really interesting way that made me think about this differently. He thinks of them as operating systems, these dominant tech companies as operating systems. We know about Android, we know about iOS, but if you think about Amazon as your consumption operating system, Facebook as your relationship OS, and Netflix increasingly becoming people's sort of entertainment OS, I think the question is, what is it going to take for us to leave those ecosystems, right? Is Disney going to be able to pull us away from that? That's what they're up against, what traditional media is up against. And I think it's a really interesting way to look at this.
Well, and how much does Disney need this to work out, given some of the weaknesses that you're talking about that the company is already seeing?
It's huge. It's their existential question. And the other big problem, I just mentioned ESPN, sports, they plan to do the same thing. They plan to offer a streaming sports service. Now, this is the last anchor for traditional broadcast, right? Millions of us tune in. We watch it live, the playoffs, the Super Bowl. We
and
suffer
we
through
spend,
the commercials.
We spend more money in our cable bill on ESPN than any other network.
Exactly. Now, and we just mentioned that cover Barron's recently is sports TV is broken. Amazon recently bought the rights to Thursday night NFL games. They paid almost around $50 million for it. Twitter last time paid $10 million. Now, they're going to have some commercials, but their whole point isn't that. Their whole point is to get us into Prime, right? This is going to be offered to Prime subscribers. Mm-hmm. If these companies start opening their massive war chests and going after sports, I mean, look out. Scott said to me, winter is coming, right, for traditional broadcasters. Yeah. This is going to be really tough, and that's going to be a pitch battle. Again, do we go to individual streaming like ESPN to see sports and then go back to Netflix for movies or Amazon for, you know, original Prime, or do we want to stay with those big names and the others sort of crumble? It's a tough one.
And is it a better system for us to be subscribing to a lot of different services or to have one that, you know, has everything, but people have problems with that too?
Yeah, and the question, so it's going to be, is the content there, right? Is it good enough? Is it original? And then is the delivery mechanism? Let's not count out, though, these people who have perfected the art of getting us this stuff without glitches, and we saw that with Twitter and some of the other streaming. It doesn't always work. So who can do both? Who has the power to do both? That's ultimately going to decide, I think, who's the winner.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, still available on cable. Maggie, thank you.
Thanks.